Zyda Sports salute to two-time Olympic champion Sebastian Coe of Britain, who on Wednesday was elected president of the International Association of Athletics Federations.
I'm very, very flattered today. Very, very honored. I haven't really had much of a chance to allow it to sink in, and I guess that's probably not going to happen for a day or two. But I joined an athletics club when I was 11. I had a 10, 12-year apprenticeship before I got to an Olympic stadium. I've had the joys of Olympic competition. I've had the joys of being a part of a team that created something very special in London a few years ago. But this, for me, is the pinnacle. It is my sport. It's my passion. It's the thing that I've always wanted to do.
Sebastian Coe defeated another Olympic champion, Sergei Bubka from Ukraine, 115-92, in voting by the IAAF's member federations in Beijing, China. The balloting took place 3 days before the opening of the World Championships in athletics in the Chinese capital. The 58-year-old Coe pledged to make track and field an even stronger sport.
Track and field is the number one sport, and I'm absolutely delighted to be the president of the number one sport, and I will do everything within my human capabilities to make sure that our sport maintains the values, maintains the strong legacies, and the very, very firm foundations that President Diak has left me with.
Sebastian Coe will officially succeed Senegal's Lamine Diak as the IAAF president on August 31st, after the end of the World Championships in Beijing. The 82-year-old Diak, who was a long jumper in his younger days, was first elected the IAAF president in 1999. In Beijing on Wednesday, Sebastian Coe paid tribute to the athletics chief.
I'm sitting next to a man who has dedicated his life to the sport, and I know in private conversations wants to spend a great deal more time with his many grandchildren. I'm not letting him go too far. He ceases to be our president on the 31st of August, but he will always be our spiritual president, and he will certainly be my spiritual president. So thank you, Lamine, for your help, your generosity of time, your guidance, and above all, your friendship. That is something that I will always treasure.
That's Sebastian Coe praising the outgoing IAAF president, Lamine Diak. Coe was elected the next president of the International Association of Athletics Federations on Wednesday in Beijing.
The Voice of America.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
Thanks, Shaka. My Voice of America colleague, Shaka Sali, will be waiting for you Wednesday night at 18:30 UTC with another edition of his Straight Talk Africa program. Two big Japanese companies are offering some big bonus money for athletes who set world records at the upcoming World Championships in Beijing. Marco Uma reports.
Any athlete who sets a world record at the IAAF World Athletics Championships in Beijing, China, stands to earn US$100,000 bonus besides their normal prize money, the World Athletics governing body IAAF revealed in Beijing. The World Athletics Championships, which is the third biggest and most prestigious global sports event after the Summer Olympics and FIFA World Cup, starts on Saturday and runs until the 30th of August. Japanese Communications Corporation, TDK, is sponsoring the men's world record bonus prize, while Japan Japan's Toyota Motor Corporation is sponsoring the Women's World Record Bonus Prize. The IWF stressed that prize money and bonuses will only be dispersed after the athletes' performance are ratified, which also includes clearing the relevant anti-doping procedures.
I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
Abdul N'Gala checked out my Facebook page. Abdul lives in Bamenda, Cameroon, and he commented on a post dealing with Sebastian Coe's victory in the IAAF presidential election. Abdul writes, and I quote, "I knew you were going to make it during your campaign tour in Cameroon. Congrats and bravo, Mr. Coe. I hope you will make things happen, as I am your supporter." Some news now about a big basketball player from Cameroon who has had some bad injury luck since launching his professional career in the NBA. Philadelphia 76ers center Joel Embiid is recovering after undergoing surgery for the second time on his right foot, this time a bone graft procedure. The 21-year-old Embiid is from Yaoundé, Cameroon. During the foot surgery, he had two existing screws replaced and a bone graft was done using bone from his hip. The 2.13 meters tall Embiid was the third overall pick in the 2014 National Basketball Association draft, but he missed his rookie season in the NBA because of a stress fracture in his foot. And he's been hobbled ever since. We wish Joel Embiid a quick recovery. I want to see him out on the courts for the Philadelphia 76ers. Now let's go to Tunisia, where the 16-team African Men's Basketball Championship tipped off on Wednesday. Egypt trounced Gabon 96-49 in the tournament's opening game. Egyptian guard Ibrahim El Gamal scored a game-high 14 points. In Wednesday's second game, Nigeria defeated Central African Republic 88-63. The competition will culminate August 30th when the final will be played, and the winner of that game will represent Africa at next year's Olympic men's basketball tournament in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Turning to tennis, Africa's highest-ranked men's player, Kevin Anderson of South Africa, is off to a good start at the Cincinnati Masters Tournament here in the United States. The tall Anderson defeated Argentina's Leonardo Mayer in three sets in his opening match. The final score from Cincinnati, 7-6, 3-6, and 6-1. Reporter Catherine Whitaker caught up with Anderson after the match and asked him about his victory.
Yeah, very pleased. Stumbled at the first round the last few weeks, so it definitely feels good to get through that. You're always trying to come out here and forget anything in the past, just really focus on the match. I did that well in the first set. Obviously, it was important, that tie break. I didn't get off to the start I wanted to, saving a couple break points, and then him getting the break, I felt he was serving well. I wasn't putting enough returns in the play. Gave myself a slight opportunity in the end of the second, but came out and played a very good third set.
I know it's been a tough few weeks for you. First round loss in Montreal last week. How keen are you to have a good week this week? Are you putting pressure on yourself to have a good week?
Well, I think there's a balance there. I mean, of course, I want to do well. But at the same time, I feel, putting that extra pressure on doesn't do you any favours. I mean, it's still a brand new week. You come up against tough players. Whoever I'm playing against obviously wants to win as well. So I think it's, important when you've had a couple weeks that haven't gone your way to really, try to forget about it. It's, a long year. You know, the goal is to approach this tournament like I've done really well the last couple of weeks. You know, and just have that same feeling of confidence. I feel like I'm hitting the ball really well. You know, especially all the stuff we've been working on the practice courts and stuff. It's just about getting out of the match court and executing it. And, you know, I felt I did well today.
Jack's up next. How are you going to deal with having the crowd against you in that one?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be a good match. You know, the crowd's a bit of a non-factor for me. I feel like, you know, I enjoy playing in front of, you know, people, and especially crowds that get into it. I've, you know, that's nothing that's ever really affected me before. You know, it's just that same old story. It's really about me going out there, taking one point at a time, playing my game. As I said, it's going to be, you know, he's a really good player, and I'm going to have to play well to get through.
That's South African tennis star Kevin Anderson. And Kevin was talking with reporter Catherine Whitaker in Cincinnati, Ohio, at the Cincinnati Masters Tournament. The Cincinnati event is a warm-up competition for the U.S. Open, one of the year's biggest tournaments. In fact, the last Grand Slam tournament of the year, which will be played in New York City. If we take a look at the ATP Tour rankings, Kevin Anderson is currently the 15th ranked men's player in the world. That makes him the highest ranked African player in the men's ATP rankings. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Twitter. My handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. I enjoy getting those tweets from our listeners in Africa. Got one recently from Dr. Larry Zamojay from my friends at Brilla FM in Nigeria. Dr. Larry, the CEO of Brilla. I'm VOA Sunny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.